Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, I want to tell you today, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless, a shield for all who take refuge in Him. And on days like today, I am so glad we can talk to you live from the studio, because so many exciting things have been happening, and we're going to talk about that. But before that, let's do our Monday Bible slogan. I mean, the Bible, there is no other gospel. I just want to say right from the start, there's no other gospel. It is the Bible who is the reference to all of our salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I just want you to know that, I praise God, because we learned from the Jewish people. We need to thank God for the Jewish people, because they're the ones that introduced us to the Word of God. It's so beautiful. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Excuse me. Oh, today has been so exciting. I've had the TV on since 7:30 this morning. I mean, just shouting for joy. And Kimberly came out of her part of the house every once in a while and watched. But I just wanted to take in everything that was going on. And I know that God's way is perfect. I know also that it is through people that God brings His Word to fruition. And today, it was just so exciting to see not only the 20 hostages come home. Oh, so exciting. But to see them together with their loved ones who have prayed for them for over two years. And then to see President Trump gather together not only at the Knesset in Jerusalem, but also flying to Egypt, just a small way away from Israel, fly to Egypt and meet with all these countries. I mean, there were 35 countries. And friend, it reminds me, I was going to do the memory verse for this week, Nahum 1 verse 7. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust Him, but He will sweep away His enemies in an overwhelming flood. He will pursue His foes into darkness of night. Well, we have a president who brought together the foes. He brought together the enemies, those countries that had not gotten along with each other. And he ended the war between India and Pakistan. And in fact, the president of Pakistan spoke today and commended the president on bringing peace to Pakistan and India. Or he said millions of people would have died, and I'm sure that would have happened. But here's just a list, not all of them, but I was taking down the names as President Trump was announcing the leadership of each country. The Palestinian Authority was there, folks. India was there. Arab League was there. Armenia was there. Azerbaijan, Indonesia, Bahrain, Egypt, Canada, Spain, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, European Union, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iraq. See, we didn't waste our time in Iraq, friend. Iraq has turned to be an ally. And Italy, Norway, Oman, Paraguay, and Saudi Arabia. He had all of these countries together today, and each one of them was applauding him for bringing peace to this country. There has been such a victory today, and we don't call them enemies anymore. I know God has his enemies. He's going to sweep away when that wrath comes pouring forth, those who will not turn to God. But I'll tell you, there were enemies before that gathered together in Egypt today. And it was just such a beautiful sight to see that. He commended Steve Witkoff and his own son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and even his daughter, who he said she had become Jewish in her religion.
She has converted,
she
he
has
said.
Converted. Yeah. Yes, she has. And it was just such a delight to listen, be able to listen to all that was going on, all the speakers that came, and thanked President Trump for what he had done to bring them all together. Oh, Kimberly, it was just really fun.
It was. It was more fun for me just to watch your joy. I would hear you laughing, and then I'd hear you clap, and I'd see you cry. And I was like, Lord, thank you for this glorious, victorious day.
Yes.
And it reminded me of John 8:36. He whom the Son has set free is free indeed, is free through and through.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Oh, amen. And my reading for today was in Micah still. I've got Nahum 1:7, but in Micah 6:8, it says, God has told you, O man, O woman, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love, to chase after kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Mm. And I pray that each one of us will be an example of doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with our God. He's such a good God. Oh, I hope that you know him. I hope that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord, because, friend, there's nothing like it. There's no joy in this world like it. There's no celebration in this world like the celebration of inviting and accepting another person into the household of faith. So I'm just so grateful. Oh, counting it all joy. I remember Saturday, Kimberly, as you said in your teaching, with God's divine power deposited in us, there is no amount of debt or loss that could tip the balance of our lives into the red. We will always have more than enough because the power of God is exceedingly abundantly more than enough.
That's right. I think we forget that.
Yes.
In our day-to-day lives, we forget that God, his power in us, we were made in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And his power in us will not fade away. Greater is he who is in us.
Yes.
Than he who's in the world. And we forget that when we are confronted with conflict in this world and persecutions in this world. And in forgetting it, that's what causes us to feel the fear, the doubt, have unbelief, be stressed out, mm-hmm. full of anxiety. And that is not what we were made for. That's not what we were created for. We were created to rest in him, to have his peace and to have his joy.
Yes.
And so with his power in us, there's nothing that can tip the scales out of balance and cause us to go plummeting down into the depths of despair and discouragement. You might feel discouraged for a while, but don't let it lead you to depression.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it lead you. And even if you're caught in depression, I've been there too. Look up. Look up, the power of God in you, the power of his ways, his truth, his life, and his light in this world is so much greater than we give credit to.
That's right. If you give in to depression, and really I say depression is focusing on yourself and your circumstances. That would get anybody depressed. No, I don't choose to think about my situation. I'm just praising God all the time. But it also leads you into unbelief. And Kimberly, we know by what you're teaching in Hebrews 4 that unbelief leads you to destruction. He wants you to enter into that rest. Get out of the unbelief and get into that wonderful rest of God, throwing yourself on him because he knows how to take care of you.
That's right.
He does.
We have had so many precious listeners, really wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
Trusting us with your heart cries and your prayer requests. And we are praying over you. And I want to tie this in. So many of you, when you give us your prayer requests, you also give us the scripture that you're standing on. And we believe with you that you will see the desire of your heart, that you will see a miracle. There's a family who's planning a memorial service today, and they need peace among their family members. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, my peace I give to you, not the fragile peace given by this world, but my perfect peace. Mm-hmm. That's the peace that's beyond our understanding. And that's from John 14:27. And we're believing that with you today. There are those who need provision for their vehicles to be repaired. And Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, and so we call on you, our provider. Mm-hmm. Abraham first called the Lord Jehovah Jireh in Genesis 22:8, and that's when there was a sacrifice. He was asked to sacrifice his son, but the Lord provided another mm-hmm. sacrifice, and it really was himself, if you see that metaphorically, that story. So Jehovah Jireh has everything you need. He's coming up the other direction from where you are at with your vehicles and with your homes. He's got provision in his hands for you.
Yes, he does. Oh, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. God is so happy about you. He is so blessed by what you're doing in the kingdom of God. I know so many times we're talking about sin and you can't do this and you can't do that, but God is blessed by you. He really is. You have chosen to take refuge in him. He is blessed by what you're doing. And yes, we may be at different levels of maturity, friend, but he loves us all the same in the same way because he's God.
You know, the more I learn, the more I realize I need to learn. Have you experienced that too?
Yeah.
The more I grow and mature, the more I see some reflections in others that I need that character in them, their faith or their endurance and their perseverance through some really hard things. There are those today who are asking for healing for their bodies, and we join with you in faith that you will be free from the chains that bind you in your body.
Thank you, Lord.
According to Romans 8:11, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead also will give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you.
Yes.
So we are joining our faith with you in the middle of circumstances that feel like they're impossible. We know they are not impossible to our God. There's nothing that can tip those balances, like you were saying. There's nothing that can confront us that will cause us to go down into depression. He will lift us up. He will carry us.
That's right.
I have to give a shout out to someone.
Okay.
I have to mention your name. Linda, thank you for choosing to love your enemies and bless those who persecute you. Lady, you are an inspiration to us, the way you chose to pay off some property that you owed on and then take that title to the one who's been harassing you. Wow, that's faith. That is faith. And we pray the favor of God will guard your transaction and that you will see miracles, that there will be, first of all, a change of heart in all involved, but also provision for you and your future and the way that you've chosen to do good to your enemies. Mm-hmm. Bless you, Linda. We're praying and agreeing with you that will be a really good outcome.
Yes.
These are all miracles that are happening because people are choosing faith.
Yes.
And we are so blessed to be part of a community who shares with us and prays over us. Thank you for trusting us with your heart cries and letting us pray and agree with you. You are an amazing bunch of listeners.
Bunch. Group.
Sorry.
Yes.
Is there an appropriate way to say it? I love my friends.
Yes.
I love my friends.
Yes, you do. Yes. I had one person at the meeting Saturday. It was so fun. We just had so much fun. We have a ball when we go have the meetings at brunch at 10 o'clock and then the meeting at 11. And we don't want to leave. We don't want to say goodbye to our friends. But I had one friend ask me when we were talking about Linda's situation in which she gave the title to the person that had harassed her. And so one of the members there said, well, did you believe that you would get your property back because you were praying? Because I had a robbery in my home and so much was taken. And I said, no, I focused on the salvation of those people that came into my house illegally and they took objects and things that were, yes, they were important to me.
And valuable.
And valuable. Yes, very valuable.
Much was taken.
Yes. And so I said, no, God instructed me to pray for those people. Mm-hmm. And I pray someday that I will see them in heaven and they will have salvation because as a result of them breaking into my home. So I see it with joy, Kimberly. Yes. I just see the whole thing. We look at situations that have been loss or we have been saddened by what has happened. But if you just take that word joy and just switch it over, Jesus, you are my focus now.
Yes.
I know that in the earth, I'm not going to be enjoying those things after you come.
That's right.
Those are just material things.
Yes. So we choose to count it all joy.
Count it all joy. Oh, yeah. I really appreciated your lesson Saturday again. And you were saying in the midst of your teaching to the people there, you are the only one who can allow your heart to be troubled and full of doubt and fear.
That's
and
true.
And you are the only one who can make decisions to believe God will balance the books of your life much differently than the world.
Yes.
And we need to practice counting it all joy by writing anything we see as negative in God's positive column. And we were talking credits and debits again Saturday. Mm-hmm. Because that's a hard thing for a lot of people to do. Take everything they owe, all the loss and everything, and put it over in the credit column that is blessing and joy and peace and the fruit of Holy Spirit, love. Yeah, show our enemies love, just like Trump showed his enemies love today in front of that whole group of, oh my goodness, people that were enemies.
Right.
And coming together for that Gaza peace plan.
That's amazing.
Oh, yes.
I think the reason why it's so difficult, so challenging for us to consider it joy, to count it all joy, is because we have a plan.
Yeah, we got a plan.
We have a plan. We have our own ideas of how we want life to look. We have our own opinions of what is happening when we experience something that looks like loss and feels like loss.
And what do we do when we don't get that plan, when we don't get
we throw
way?
A tantrum.
Yes, we do. Most of us do. Or we either throw a tantrum or we get so depressed we hard ourselves in the house and we don't come out for days.
Yeah.
That's not God's plan.
Right. And I know that it didn't feel good when you had those things stolen from you. I know that.
No.
We had many conversations and it didn't feel good for me either. We cried. You and I both cried. We both had quite a bit of a loss from that robbery. But what I loved is that you didn't even replace, they took the television too. You didn't even replace the television right away. You put up a big poster. And I don't know how many months that you just left a poster
there
in place of your television. And the poster, you had written on it for the salvation of the ones who had come in and taken it.
Yeah, until our friend Sherry came and she said, Barbara, go get another television.
Thank you, Sherry.
And so I did.
Yes.
Oh, Psalm 1 tells us how blessed is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, you know, with those outbursts and those tantrums, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Your delight now is in the things of God, the things of God. And in his law, he meditates day and night. And now the word is becoming so important to you. That is the lifeline of your life here on earth.
You said that the word is becoming important. I actually heard you saying the word is becoming flesh in you. As you're listening, as you are practicing this, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We so often ascribe that scripture that's from John 1:12, and we think of that as being Jesus only. But it's not. In that, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm sorry, that's John 1:14. But if you look back to John 1:12 and 13, he's talking about us.
Yes.
He's talking about we are his children. Jesus came to give us authority to be children. He came to cover us in forgiveness and show mercy so that we could become like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's the firstborn of many, according to Romans 8. So when we become like him, then we are also the Word becoming flesh and
yes.
dwelling on this earth.
We are so important to God that he decided, and you just read it in Romans 8:11, he decided to place his Spirit inside each and every one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, my friend. You're listening mm-hmm. today. He dwells in you, and he will quicken and make alive your mortal, which means physical, body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're excited today.
Yes.
Yes.
Because he is quickening us. I think I interrupted you. I didn't know if you
wanted. It's okay. He will, yeah. And the person that follows after God, that obeys God, that hungers after his word more than the worldly things that the world has to offer, he will be like a tree planted by the streams or rivers of water, which yields its fruit in its season. You're never going to lose that fruit, friend. And its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Mm. Mm. I believe that that's something that we need to see in real time right now.
Yes.
That he sees our heart. He knows when we get discouraged, but when we rise up in faith, like these partners that are calling in and asking for prayer requests and then telling us what they're doing and the steps they're taking mm-hmm. to move forward in this way, in connecting with God. Oh, that is so inspirational to me.
Yes. And it takes a while, Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who have had something bad happen to them, or someone crushed them whom they knew, or they lost money because of a situation. I mean, it may take them longer, but that's the grace of God that helps us go alongside
right.
and love them for as long as they need to be loved order to receive the wonderful recompense from God and the love from God and the joy from God.
That's how we count it all joy.
Count it all
joy. We see the trials of this life. And we know that we might feel like we're not really connected with the Spirit of the Lord that is more powerful in us.
Yep.
Than the things that are happening to us. But don't follow your feelings. Follow your faith. You've watched God do miracles. Today is a day of miracles.
Yes.
We are watching miracles happening today.
I know.
And when we see that and choose to believe that there the impossible things can happen. It was said that what was being done today with President Trump and the peace treaty, that's impossible.
Yes.
It's never happened.
No.
Never. But here, the impossible has been made possible. That's
yes.
a miracle.
Yes.
And being able to say, that is a miracle. I'm going to trust that God can do the impossible things in my life.
Yes. One other thing, I was just so blessed to see all the Arabs meeting with all of the other European Union and all of these people. But one thing that I am praying for, Kimberly, is that the president of Israel will pardon Netanyahu because he has been indicted.
You know, I was thinking about that, and we would really like for our own president Trump to be
pardoned
of everything.
Of everything,
right?
Yes.
And then it occurred to me, we count it all joy because, and I know I keep coming back to that, but the trials, the persecution in this life, having the difficult things is what makes us so alive.
Yes.
And full of life and light and a longing for something better. And when we have it easy, none of us are full of life. We're kind of entitled and we're spoiled, and then we're just expecting more of all the good stuff.
Yeah.
But when we have the difficult things, it brings out the best character in all of us.
That's
right. And we need to recognize that and not be afraid of the difficult things. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to say let's not pray for Netanyahu or not pray for President Trump. We do want to pray for them. Most of all, I want to pray that they've got such a tangible grace that grace from God continues to spill out over the world and show us more miracles.
That's right. Just the other day, I was listening to Mark Levin, and sometimes he just gets to shouting so much I have to change the channel, but he was interviewing Eric Trump, and Eric has just written a book. I need to get that book, Under Siege. And it just tells about everything that the left threw at his father. And the thing is that they were in court for a whole month, and one indictment after another indictment, and President Trump just sat there behind that desk with Eric. Says, I went with him every day. And we walked out finally after a month of all this. And he said, Dad, this tells me that you're either going to be president or we're going to be in jail.
Yeah.
And he is president of the United States.
Yeah, yes. And talk about a tough situation. You know, that is difficult.
Boy.
That is so difficult.
When the whole country is looking at you.
Yes, yes. But it did not create a person that's now angry and bitter.
That's right.
It created a person who wants peace.
Yes. Yes, peace at all costs. Yes.
And that's what we want. That's what we want in our bodies. That's what we want in our finances. That's what we want in our families. And that peace does not mean that you're going to have your prayer answered exactly the way you are thinking of it. It means that you are receiving a supernatural peace beyond your understanding in the hard times.
Yes.
So we count it all joy.
Yes. So eat the meat, drink the sweet, share with others, do not grieve, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And friends, it's been so good to be with you today. I'm so glad we could be in the studio live today of all days. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.